drops of water tickles relaxingly down my back. I could only just feel the hairy legs and gruesome soggy claws on my back. I felt my t-shirt burning. It wasn't water. It was some kind of poison. I turned around. There it was, crawling up my sleeve. I carried on trembling down the path towards daylight. Or was it? Will I see them again when I get to the end? What will happen to me? As I carried down the long and deceiving path, I felt something touch me on the back and scrape my skin. I heard a rustling sound. Had he followed me? The bushes were red and something crawled out of it. It was the only little bat. It was okay. It was only when I carried on down the path I noticed it. Eyeballs in the trees. I blinked. And again. But they were still there. Swiftly, I sprinted down the path toward the indescribable light. Wait a minute, I thought to myself, and I turned back. There were creepy green eyes among those trees. Before I reached the trees, there was a stomping sound. I ran out. As I got near the end of the path, I heard the unexpected noise. Bang! And again. Bang! What had made that noise? I shook my head. I must have been dreaming. I thought that creeping through those trees was something or someone that was watching me. Then the stomping sound came again. I thought of the tree, so I ran to the stomping sound. There was a gargantuan monster. It looked cute, so I reached out to hug it. As soon as I stepped forward, I knew it was a trap. The floor opened. I fell through the door and landed on my bed. One year later, the creepy forest got its next victim. Or would he survive? Dun, dun, dun.